This will be in your backyard. You got some dilapidated cars and RVs. There'll be more tiny homes going up on this lot right here. And that'll be in the back of your house. And I will say that the neighborhood we drove through to get here was not the nicest, not to be judgmental, but it was not the nicest neighborhood getting here. Aaron, what do you say when you see stuff like this being built?
This is going to be the future. Everything keeps getting smaller and smaller and smaller. And I mean, there's people that are going to love to own one of these. And that's just the times we live in. People are broke and this is all that they can afford.
So, all right, well, let's continue and check this out. Let's check out one of these slabs up here.
So I just want to walk up here and show you one of the slabs of these homes. These homes are, according to the website, we're looking at 350 square feet.
This is about...
Stand on that, Aaron.
This is half the size...
Stand on that.
This is half the size of a garage.
Yeah, it's...
This is like a one-car garage.
Yeah, it's like a one-car garage maybe, huh? But man, I mean, I don't even know if you could even park your truck on this thing.
I mean, this is the size of an RV, maybe even smaller.
Yeah, it's not very wide. Matt, what comes to mind? Look at this across the street.
What comes to mind is my office is bigger than this house. But you will like this. You will eat bugs, and you will live in your tiny home.
Yeah.
Welcome to the future.
So this is the neighborhood behind your tiny home. And a bunch of old cars over there. And look at these power lines in your backyard. How do you like that? I mean, what do you think about living, you know, 30 feet?
I'm sure they'll bury those. I'm sure they'll bury those power lines.
Yeah, sure.
That should be an issue.
Those are tiny, aren't they? Man, could you imagine? I mean, there's literally like over 20 lines of power running 30 feet from your house.
They're going to build another 100, 200 of these things.
So, JB, what's crazy is... When my family moved to Texas back in, I think it was 85 or 83, my parents bought a 1,800 square foot house for $100,000. Mm-hmm. And it was on a half acre. So now look how much the dollar has been devalued to it starts at 100,000.
Well, no, we're starting at one. Well, 133,000 is where they're starting.
Right.
According to the website.
The yard is not that big. There's the completed ones.
Yeah.
The fence.
Yeah. We'll so check one of those out.
You don't get any yard at all. You're not getting any land, obviously, for a tiny house.
So apparently things are not bigger in Texas from what we're seeing out here, right? Things are not bigger in Texas any longer. Now it's all about how small things are.
It's amazing.
It's unbelievable. I mean,
you can't really appreciate it
until you get here, right? We had to see this in person.
Yeah, you can't really appreciate just how small they really are. I mean, these are two-story houses, so that each story must be, 150 square feet?
175 square feet.
That's unbelievable.
So I don't know if they have bigger ones, but they all look the same size, and the website said 350 square feet. But Matt's right. Like, you can't really appreciate or understand this until you actually... When we were driving up and saw this from a distance, it was shocking. So you really can't appreciate it till you actually get here and walk it. So I'm glad we were able to find this place and shoot some video here and check it out. Really unbelievable.
There's a wastewater lake on the other side here.
Yeah, that's another thing too. There's a like a wastewater lake on the other side. So I don't know if that's going to ever be a flooding issue or if there's any kind of.
So those for 10 grand more. That'll be the lake view side.
Oh, the lakefront issue. Yeah, so you can watch sewage drain down past your house. I don't know. Maybe it's clean water.
Well,
I hope it is.
It's a serious neighborhood. People are actually living here.
There are people already here. Yes. This place is. They're busy. I mean, they're pounding nails, they're framing houses, they're laying concrete, they're grading more lots. I mean, it's really unbelievable what's going on here. And they're probably gonna sell every one of them. Remember today, 7.61% on a 30 year.
Yeah, that's what we're gonna do.
So, also, what's
look? Yeah, someone's living there.
You don't even get a garage in these homes. Oh, there's more over here.
Go left.
Yeah, go left. Let's check it out. You don't even get a garage.
What's coming to your mind right now?
It's an open house. We're excited. Yeah. See what's going on.
Okay.
I mean, the tour's not going to take more than about 32 seconds.
Okay. We'll follow you in.
There you go.
Okay. How are you?
Oh, so now this is the upstairs.
That's the loft.
Okay. So you climb up this?
Yes, sir. But it's not included in the square footage.
Okay.
Because it doesn't have a heating and cooling system.
Okay.
But the majority of my buyers have put their own up there and they're utilizing.
So this is it okay to record you or?
Sure.
Okay, so
but
you're
recording next week anyway.
Rhonda.
Okay.
So you're working with Lennar?
Yes.
All right, so this unit right here, 350 square feet?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
But it's only counting the downstairs.
The downstairs. This does not count because
it doesn't have heating. And cooling.
Okay.
And it is 144 approximately square feet.
Okay. Okay. And the lot size?
The lot size is 20 feet wide. I'm not sure of the length, but you've got approximately 18 feet from the back of the house to the fence.
Okay. And how many units will they be building here?
We're going to be building 97 in all.
All right. So about 100. You're right. We were here. We came in from California.
Okay.
And we saw it on in some news. And I was like, well, we're going to be at my buddy's house here, which was about 20 minutes away. Uh-huh. So we said, we got to come see this because we've never seen anything like this.
So this is the first in the San Antonio area.
Okay.
So Lennar is the first to build a tiny home community. And I imagine we'll be building more, but I haven't been told anything.
So okay. All right. And I'm sure they're selling. Yeah.
They have two floor plans, right? Two floor plans.
We had two floor plans.
Oh, these are gone.
These are gone.
And how many of these were there?
I'm not sure how many were in this community, but we had some in another community that had other bigger plans with it.
Okay.
And so
these are all spoken for here in this
yes, segment. Except this model, and it'll be a little while for
and there's thing. What's the starting price?
Let me check the price.
Okay, I'm gonna just check, I'm gonna climb up this a little bit.
Can you hold that?
Yeah, could you hold that? Thanks, Matt.
You got it.
So I actually
be careful,
Matt. This is not for you. If you've had a couple cocktails, you're gonna be in bad shape.
No,
so okay, a little warm up here.
Okay. That pulled this house. Uh-huh. And he had a contractor come in and build a landing and stairs.
He did a, oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
That could be nice.
That's pretty awesome.
So then you increase living, you actually increase the living area then.
Oh, yeah.
He did, and he put a closet in up there, too. Okay, let me run this report, and I will tell you.
Okay.
I've been working on other stuff, so
I bet you're busy.
Yeah, you gotta be. These things are.
I like a nice little kitchen.
It attracts a lot of attention.
Yeah, it attracted us.
What Lennar is doing for the buyers right now is buying down the interest rate.
Mm-hmm.
If it were a primary residence, I could probably get you at 4.5.
Okay.
That's the average.
Okay.
If it's an investor, I have to get that from the loan officer, but we do buy it down a little bit for the investor also.
Now, let me ask you
and
this.
And we cover 2% of the price of the home towards your closing cost.
Okay. Hey, where's the restroom? Is there a restroom here? Is it around the corner?
Where,
okay, fill that. Get that.
Oh, it's right here. It's in the back, right here. Let's fill in that. Yeah, that's a good question.
Like, you said, is it around the corner?
All right, so it's back here.
This is your bathroom.
There's the bathroom.
A little shower there?
Yeah, a little shower right here. And this is your laundry. Would be back here.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Oh, you know, it is functional.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, you can do a little better than rent an apartment.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And I can get these for a primary. I can get these under $1,200 still per month. The handling floor plan. Do you
want to
go take a look at that one?
Yeah, we're here. We flew 1,100 miles. We might as well check it out. Okay.
You might want to record that.
Okay.
Got to get on the ground.
Oh, yeah, I believe that. Yeah. Okay. All right. We'll come out here and take your time. Let me get this door. Okay, So, I mean, that's a great point. It is cheaper than rent.
So,
but does that justify this? I mean, I mean, look at this. Welcome home. This is your home. And I mean, it's built like a shed. I mean, no disrespect. I mean, there are some positives, right? It is the same or less than an apartment, brand new.
Or would you rather be at a trailer park or live in here? I mean, it's probably about the square footage.
Say that.
Well, I mean, it is what it is.
Okay. Well, let's check out with Rhonda the next one.
Thanks for giving us your time.
Absolutely. All right, this is the Henley floor plan at 661 square feet.
Oh, 660, okay.
It's one bedroom, two bathroom with a great loft area.
Okay, let's check it out. How many are sold now?
We're about 25%.
25%. Yeah, I have no doubt you're going to sell every one of them.
You know how much attention we've gotten.
You're going to get more after this video.
I was at a company function, mm-hmm. and someone called me and saw my number on the door. And what they wanted, they have 5 acres. They're wanting to partner with Lennar, whether we do it or not, I don't know.
Yeah.
But they're wanting to partner with Lennar to do another.
You'll get some calls from this video.
This is 660 square feet.
Yeah, 661.
Wow,
it looks bigger. I
mean, yeah,
bigger.
Yeah. This makes a difference.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So.
That is the bedroom.
This is the bedroom. And bathroom right here. Okay.
Is the laundry upstairs now? Or is it still?
No, the laundry's the same.
All right, and Rhonda, the lot size on this one?
20 feet wide. I'm not sure.
Okay, we don't know the depth.
The
okay.
Backyard depth is approximately 18 feet.
Okay. Okay.
Same way out of here.
Yeah.
So we have a mini split in there. We have a mini split here too. And these are excellent at keeping things cool.
Yeah, yeah, that's all you need. Okay.
Hey, JB, you got a bathroom up here?
Yes,
oh, so we got two bathrooms.
So this can actually be a third-ish bedroom, maybe?
Second-ish.
A loft?
I would put my bedroom over there for sure.
Okay. So, boy, compared to the first one, I feel like it's much roomy.
Right?
We've really upgraded, yeah.
Put in an offer.
And then here's the second bathroom in here.
Second bathroom, water heater here. Now, okay. This is a full-size water heater, but we did the squattier, wider one.
Okay.
Okay. And you have plenty of storage under there.
Okay. And this one is starting out how much? Roughly.
Mm-hmm.
160-ish. Okay. Don't hold Rhonda at that, but roughly.
Give me your information and I'll get all the information.
Okay. And if anybody wants to get a hold of you, has questions or wants to come down here to see anything, how do they get a hold of you?
Well, I'm here from 9:30 to 6:30 on most days. And my number is 303-589-9109.
And give me the address of the development here.
7218 Elm Cove, Converse, Texas.
There we go. Perfect.
Thanks, Rhonda.
Thank you.
Tell me your name again.
I'm Matt.
Matt, yeah. And?
Jeremiah.
Jeremiah, okay.
So, all right, we're going to walk through the backyard here. Check this out.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay.
Can you put can probably put an in-ground pool back here.
Yeah.
A little kiddie pool.
Yeah.
Splash park.
I mean, I guess you could do something with it.
Splashy, splashy back here.
You can have your prep garden back here.
Yeah, your big garden back here.
Rain catchment system.
Very interesting. Yeah, it's fascinating. It really is. Let me know your thoughts. Comment down below. You know, it may be an option for people, but it is different. That's for sure. To think that now starter homes are 350 to 600 square feet versus the old, 1,000, 1,200. But we were at a time where we've been living in a time where starter homes now for people are 3,000 square feet. So we've gone from one extreme, maybe back to another.
What? I have a feeling. Probably not.
Keep it good, Scott.
So I believe Rhonda said that your payment roughly on one of these houses is going to be about $1,200 a month. Matt, what do you think?
7%?
Yeah, about
$1,200.
Doable for
$1,200.
Yeah, doable.
I mean, I tell you, it's an option. It's savage going this direction.
Yeah,
Now that I've been here, JB,
yeah,
it's actually an option for people.
Yeah, no, it really is an option.
Right. Here.
I don't know. I guess we're just... We're going to see more limited options, I guess. I mean, this is it. I mean, living in it looks like a shoebox, but you know they're going to sell them, no matter what anybody says about them, like them, hate them, or anything in between. They're going to sell every one of those things because most people are running out of options.